Welcome. This is Parental Leave with Beck and Nick, which is basically a place where we can come and talk about anything except children. Hi, Beck.
Hi. Well, it's going so well so far, isn't it?
Well, it's taken us 40 minutes, I think.
Yeah.
To get. And these were like going to be like purposefully really short. So that, you know, we don't have any more time. We don't have any more time than this. No. But here we are, 2 hours in.
And our vodka down as well.
So I thought, first of all, let's talk about why we wanted to start this.
Okay.
For me, I like the adult conversation. I want to stop referring to myself in the third person. I want to use people's names. And I really want to just escape my reality. Is that okay?
Yes. But what's your reality?
Well, no, we can't. So we can't talk about these things. So these are, okay, first of all, let's set some ground rules about some words.
And yeah, should potentially... we just get everything off our chest that we don't want to refer to ever again, even if we do 1,051 different episodes of this, we are never to mention these words.
I just really don't want you to be whinging at any point for snacks or complaining about something. Can you just call me Nick as well?
Do you know what? I was looking at our names before, and man, they look good together.
Beck, they do.
Nick, because they're both three letters. I was like, maybe I should change my name to Bick, or you could change your name to Nick. It'd be way cooler. Bick and Nick or Bick and Nick.
We should change it. Actually, other suggestions for this podcast name, The Vaginal Extract.
Yep.
Which I thought, very gender-based. That's the only issue with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was the other one we like? Oh, Check Out Chicks.
I think the one we've gone with is really good.
Same, except if you are actually here to listen to learn about parental leave, please go and look on the WINS website, because we will not advise you on anything.
We have nothing
unless we get sponsored, and then we can call it paid parental leave. How good would that be?
That would be actually so good. But I guess we actually haven't touched on the fact that if people don't know who we are, that we are actually mums.
Oh yeah, we have children, but this the last time we
children
talk
between
about
us.
It was 50 years ago that I had my first child.
Things were so different back then.
Okay, so, I mean, what are we going to talk about here? The whole point of this is to, like, we'll have one topic, hopefully, that we stick to. Maybe a bit of news and gossip.
We won't, though.
No. So, why don't we start off with some news? Oh, hang on. No, first, let's talk about some dream sponsors.
Smirnoff, Whittaker's.
I mean, just a Liquorland.
Yeah, yeah. Durex would be good, actually.
Everything contraceptive.
Yeah,
definitely. Okay, so yeah, we've covered that. If you are in any of those industries, please be in touch.
Probably all three.
Well, that's a bad combination, actually.
Yeah. We'll be on number 19, children.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, do you know what? We could be advocates for the snip.
Oh, yeah.
The vasectomy.
But Ben hasn't had one.
No, but we could all get them. If we were sponsored, hashtag, we would all get them. Anyway, I'm Nick, by the way.
Hello.
And you are? Mum.
Yeah.
You're mummy.
I'm mummy.
Beck. And you can find us on Instagram. Hopefully Beck will still be around. She's in a bit of a doubt, in a bit of a doubtful haze at the moment.
Yeah, I'll be all right. I mean, I've had the break. I've had a refresh. I'll be fine for at least another month. I do like your Instagram handle change, though.
Yeah, I debranded.
It's very to the point, isn't it?
Yes. Do you know what? So it was Virgin Mum, and I had someone message me going, do you know what? I honestly thought this whole time that you had IVF and it was some immaculate conception. And I was like, well, that's a genius idea. Someone take the handle.
It's like when mine was Stay at Home Sun NZ and people.
I mean, that was an obvious shift, wasn't it?
And people
when you
my
had
name
a daughter.
Was Son. People
you
my name
had
was
a
Sonia.
Daughter. Sonia.
Stay at home songs.
I'm gonna call you that now. So this is Parental Leave with Nick and Sons.
Yeah.
And our Instagram handles are our names. So that's really easy, but
Beck.Whitley.
At
Yeah.
Bec.Whitley. Not Whitley.
No, Whitley.
Whitley. And at Nick.Winslade. And the reason we're pushing that is because we want so many followers that we can... No, I'm kidding. We don't have any other Instagram for this. So if you want to send in topic ideas or give us any feedback or just, I don't know, what else you'd do.
Probably, let's be honest, they're going to listen to this and be like, what the fuck was that?
True.
Why was there for absolutely no structure to that? I know. Still don't even understand who they are.
Oh, first, I actually wanted to say why I wanted to do this with you, Bec. And
yeah,
the big reason is because you have an insane imagination and you think about things so differently. And then not just think about them, you go down the rabbit hole and you put yourself in that world. And suddenly you're measuring an insect that was...
How fucking cute was it?
7 millimeters.
It was five. It was the smallest bug I've ever seen in my life. People constantly ask me if I'm high.
Really?
Are you stoned? No, I don't get stoned. I don't need to. I just have a very peculiar mind.
Yeah. And I'm someone that, like, I struggle on the gram to, like, be myself. Often. And I think it's because there's no one talking back, and that's pretty normal. So I'm just like, I just wanted to start something else where it felt way more natural, and I just thought you'd be perfect. And you know, your brain is hilarious, so here we go.
It's an interesting place to be, let's just put it like that.
God, that bird saga. Anyway, we've missed you in your hiatus. Okay, where are we up to? All right, some news. Well, today, well, as we know, Bauer Media have now shut down, and today I heard some old ladies fighting over the last magazine in the magazine. Oh my god,
I would love to see that.
And I thought, man, that's a really tough time to be an old person, isn't it? Not only is the old COVID. But no magazines.
And if you're in Auckland, you're dealing with a drought as well.
You've got COVID,
drought, and no magazines. A water drought and a magazine drought. What else could life throw at these people?
Well, at least with the drought, they've got, like, so much conversation to have, you know?
Did you know there's a drought?
Okay, so where are they going to get their crosswords? You know, these are serious issues.
My nana... has a real thing for word searches, but we just buy her giant books from the warehouse. Word search books.
Yeah, I mean, that's Life magazine. And what are they going to do on the toilet now?
That's Life. What a throwback. What a throwback. My auntie and uncle were in that book once, because my auntie actually fell on a cactus, and then I think it was like 30 years later, the cactus prod, what's it called? Spike? It went originally in through her foot and came out in her elbow 30 years later.
Wow.
That's a true life story. And it was so good. Incredible. It was in that life. I know.
It was so good. It was in that life. Well, I have a friend who used to work at the White Cross. This has taken a turn.
Yes,
used to work at the White Cross, which is the emergency, you know, after hours, expensive medical care. Like, you go there when either if you're really rich or if you're desperate.
Drunk?
So she used to work in reception, and she had numerous stories of people, mostly men, walking in with things they accidentally fell on and went up their ass.
Yeah. Knew it.
Coomera.
Pardon?
I love a sweet potato, but not that much.
Yeah, not enough to put up my anus.
Not everything is better shelved, you know? No. Like, just cook it first. Anyway, how did we get here? Well, okay, here's the next segment, which we don't have a jingle for. We could make one up, but what we've been binging lately. Do you want to go first?
Binging. okay, I'm a loser, okay? I'm a big time dork. I love gaming.
Headset kind of gaming?
I have been known to headset, but we haven't got one at the moment. But, you know, anything.
Are you talking Minesweep?
Yeah, but like, you know, PlayStation gaming, phone gaming, any kind of gaming. I was seriously addicted to Candy Crush, honestly, for about 7 years. Serious Candy Crush addiction.
That's a long time.
It was terrible. I used to know all the tricks to like reset my clock so I didn't run out of lives. Oh, it was a nightmare. Yeah. And recently actually when I was on my hiatus from Instagram and had nothing else to do, I dabbled in Candy Crush again, but I thought, no, get on with it. You can't do this again. So I've actually been playing Alchemy, which is...
I don't even know what that is.
Such a dorky game. It's when you mix different elements to make every element in the world. So you mix like water and fire, and it goes on and on and on. And I've also been playing escape room games. And you have to find the clues
online?
To get out of the game. On my phone, yeah. I know.
That's actually quite cool. At least those are educational things. You know, these are the things we tell ourselves. These are educational.
Yeah, well, I like to do things that, you know, make my brain kind of do stuff instead of just doing nothing. Yeah, but we've also been binging New Girl because we watched it ages ago. Oh, it's the best. Yeah. I love it.
It's so good, eh? It's the best. Finished though, isn't it? Is it finished? Wrapped up?
Yeah, I think so. Well, we're up to season 3 and there's 7 seasons to go.
Yeah.
No, 7 seasons in total.
Yeah. So
bloody
good.
Laugh.
Such a good show, eh?
Schmidt's, I love Schmidt. Yes,
love Schmidt. Well, I mean, I haven't been gaming, but I have been. I mean, it's just suddenly got really cold, and so I have been looking at heating porn.
Delish.
Just like heat pumps or just like radiator solutions, and
like a Mitsubishi Electric.
Oh my god, but the world's quietest.
Yeah. Gosh, they're quiet.
So quiet. And also the guy on those ads.
With the bald head.
Know. Yeah.
And the cat.
It's just something. Is there a cat?
Yeah, you can see me, but no one else can. patting the cat. Yeah, he's got one with a cat.
Really?
Mm. It's got eyes, that cat.
I feel like this is centerfold kind of stuff, you know?
Mm.
Oh, the sealed section.
Well, no one's going to know what that is anymore if there's no magazines.
Imagine that that's life centerfold.
imagine if there's actually been one this whole time and we didn't know, and that's why the old ladies are fighting, because they won't be able to get their Mitsubishi Electric centerfold man with his cat.
Yeah. That's it. We've figured it out. Mm. That's life, guys. Better living, everyone.
Case closed.
Okay, so the weird topic of this episode that we decided to talk about today, we have a very long list and we are open to suggestions. But because we've just come out of lockdown, one thing I found myself like, I guess, daydreaming about was all of the different phases of life that this lockdown could have happened in, which would have suited me so much better.
Mm.
So
preconception?
Yeah, or like maybe being a baby.
Yeah.
Or having a newborn. I think having a newborn, like you're housebound anyway, you're both at home with the kid for a couple of months. Like, how great would that have been?
It would have been good. However, no one could come and visit you and help you if you needed it.
Well, that's true.
Or just having zero children. I dreamed about that most days.
Yes, same.
And being a teacher... If I was teaching with no kids, it would have been, I think they did teach online still. I'm a bit out of the play, but fuck, it would have been dreamy. No kids, nothing to do.
Oh, it's so good. And like, I looked at my parents and I was like, what are you up to today? Oh, don't know, just got up.
Yeah, probably go back to bed.
You know, like all the pressure people put on themselves to like be productive. And I'm like, I'm just surviving.
Yeah,
kind of sourdough.
Talk me through it.
Tell me how you did that. How did you find that time? What a time to be alive.
I but also I think that it's probably one of those grass is always greener type situations, and there'd probably be people thinking, man, it would have been fun to have kids this time.
No. I saw a TikTok which proves it, and the person was just lying in bed and they had the little time thing up and it was like 11. And they said, just woke up. What a time to not have children. And she just has a drink of wine in bed and turns Netflix on. So here's the dream. Like, you know, they were saying so much Netflix watching, broadband's been at like sky high. I'm like, really? I feel like I didn't even binge anything.
No. Speaking of dreams, okay, this is a secret. I haven't told anyone yet. I actually had a dream about Justin Bieber last night and now I'm in love with him.
Why?
because he wanted me to be on the road with him. And we were DJing together. And I went to all his gigs and he'd pick me up after and then we'd just go hang out. Nothing sexual. And now I just really want to be Justin Bieber's friend. I woke up this morning and I heard a song on the radio. And you know when you've had a dream and you've kind of forgotten about it and then something triggers you and you're like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I dreamt
about JB last night.
Yeah.
Anyway, just thought I'd check that and then we're talking about dreams. Moving on.
We should have a dream segment. Except other than your story just now. But I know. If someone says, like, oh, I had a dream last night.
You're like, right, gotta go.
Gotta go.
I've actually got something super important to do. BRB. Anything but listen to that shit. That's why I hadn't told anyone else, because they'd be like, awesome story.
Well, I mean, I was intrigued until the end.
I know.
But okay. Yeah. So
then it got to the end and I was like, I'm not going to get that time back.
Okay. So, but for lockdown, I've thought about this. Who had it, who wore it better? Who got the best deal in lockdown? I think dogs.
Yes. But dogs actually, won. No, I don't think they did. I'm going to play devil's advocate on this one. Because no one was fucking leaving the house and they can't go anywhere on their own, unlike a cat who can just be like, I'm out of here.
No, but dogs love that. Cats hate that.
That is
see,
true.
Dogs like stand attention. At the door and just wait for you to get home and then they just got you all the time.
That
and
is
they got
so
both
true.
Of you and they got all the food being cooked and they got all the walkies
well,
and they got
case,
to bark at all the people walking past all the time.
The children got as good a deal as the dogs because that you basically just described a child, a
small
child.
They got to eat whatever they wanted in my house.
I just ended up throwing chips at them. They were eating they were eating ice cream cones with nothing in them.
I have been through that phase and I get it.
I was like, I don't know what to feed you anymore and I can't go to the shops. I'll start feeding my plants in a minute.
I remember a colleague, I'll say, who's very, I would say, nutritionally motivated.
Oh, no.
She came over one day and, the kids were just at my feet. Oh, I said the K word. And she saw me just give them a cracker and she goes, oh, nothing on it. And I was like, I had never even thought of putting something on the cracker that would add some nutritional value to it.
Sometimes I just put two together with nothing in the middle.
I know. Sometimes I serve it to them on the floor because I'm like, they're going to end up there.
Me too.
Just start here and then it won't be so disappointing.
Yeah. That's why I have birds in my house all the time.
Yeah.
And rodents because my children literally just eat off the floor. Shit, we're talking about kids. Shit.
Oh, I know. Okay. Let's stop it. Let's get off. Okay. I think let's keep this short. I think we've been going a while. Let's wrap this up with the fact.
Oh my God, the fact. Holy
this is what we've
shit.
Decided is that should be our sign off is an interesting fact.
I love facts and I love weird facts. And I Googled and Googled till I found this fact. And I was very disturbed to find out that snails, your common snail, has between 1,000 and 12,000 teeth. They have teeth.
That is and, disgusting.
Yeah, but you should see the photos of them. Oh God. Oh
who's setting up a camera and taking like smiling photos?
I mean, probably the kind of person that would
smile?
Measure. Probably the kind of person that would measure a slug with a measuring tape.
There's that a profession kind of for everything, you know.
There is. Maybe I should do that. Tiny slugs and snail teeth.
What's the name of that guy who's really into bugs in New Zealand?
Rude Kleinpast.
No, of course you know his exact name.
I mean, that might be it.
You follow him on Instagram, don't you?
Yeah.
He's your Mitsubishi
guy. I've
got his
posters on my wall. It's gone from Hampton to
he's your
to
centerfold and that's life. It's just like all the old birds are like, oh, hello, Rude. Tell me about the beetle.
He's up there with Steve Irwin in my books.
Oh, God, there you go.
David Attenborough. Oh, God, what a trio. Stuff
so
dreams are made
you
of.
You don't even need, you don't. We don't need Women's Day anymore when you've got this. You've got
woman's
this.
Woman.
Yeah. Okay, let's wrap it up. We'll say farewell. This may be the first and last And it was fun. Anyway,
that was
thank you.
Very weird, wasn't it?
It was. Oh, I enjoyed it. It was the best conversation I've had today. So, you know, take the wins. Okay, sayonara.
Okay, are we actually hanging up? Yeah, because then otherwise we keep recording, eh?
Well, yeah, this could keep going. Yeah.